Yeah, it was. It was really nice, actually. Sort of, you go through a series like this, and so three games disappear quick, and hadn't had a hit. So no, it's nice. Sort of when I've got to go to sort of, you know, contribute, like you said at the end.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess always in the back of your mind, you know that those runs can really sort of add value when it comes to the chase. So it was good and absolutely sort of, you know, crucial that we squeezed the way we did in the middle overs, and great to get the final win.
Made a big step up in the last couple of years with Middlesex with the white ball, and obviously making an impression now into the North versus South as well.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's an area which someone who is maybe slightly more old-fashioned in their style like I am, it's sort of, you know, a lot of people maybe feel like the game's going away from that, but it's certainly an area I take really seriously and something I enjoy a lot. And like you said, sort of, you know, over the last probably 3 years or so, my role for Middlesex has been growing in that, and sort of been under pressure to give more telling contributions. So it's nice to sort of try and carry that on over here.
There's been a lot of talk, and Andrew Strauss has talked about it as well, about the clear divide between white ball and red ball because of the demands on both and the skill sets. Clearly, the red ball is where you're first and foremost in their minds at the moment, and a lot are saying that it's not far. And it's been said for a while. Obviously, you were unlucky with injuries a couple of years ago, but having been injury-free for a couple of years, putting performances, you know, measurable performances over the last couple of years for Middlesex, you must feel like you're close at the moment. Are you preparing yourself, if the call comes for the test team?
I'd say preparing myself is the wrong way of putting it. I'd say definitely it's something which I'm striving for, and something which, you know, when you get a win through away like I've had, it's something that's, you know, sort of the key focus for me, is to try and sort of, you know, keep trying to improve, keep trying to push harder. It's a lot of competition there at the moment, so just trying to find a way of pushing myself further up the ladder, and, you know, hopefully this winter feel like I've bowled nicely, but then again, you know, we still get back to England and there's a long queue, so hopefully more so than anything, just to take a bit of momentum, bit of rhythm, and yeah, hopefully keep adding to my game and get off to a good start to the year.
Because it seemed as though the career path was forming nicely until you had a couple of setbacks with injuries, didn't you, for a couple of years in a row. It just slowed that progress for a little while, didn't it? But since then, you know, it feels like, as you say, it's culminated with Middlesex winning a title last year, busy winter this year. Does your game feel like it's really coming to the peak right now?
Yeah, I do feel that, actually. I feel like probably the last sort of year, maybe year and a half now, it sort of has come to a point where I feel like the understanding of my own game, certainly, and sort of the levels of control that I've been sort of able to bowl with have improved a lot. And I think that sort of added a little bit more consistency to my game, which is always sort of something you want when trying to sort of, you know, sort of further your ambitions. So yeah, I feel like I'm arguably sort of, you know, in the best condition I've been in for a long time as well, sort of fingers crossed injury free. So yeah, it feels great at the moment playing, and yeah, just want to keep going, really.
And white ball will be a challenge you'll quite happily take on. As you say, it was a late call-up for this one, but very much a welcome one. So it's not as though you'll be focusing just on red ball. You'll be challenging for everything you can for England on us, won't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you obviously would never rule any avenue out. And like you said, I mean, you come here and you look at sort of, you know, the talent on display and the guys that you're sort of, you know, bowling against on the opposition. And yeah, they make it tough. And it's sort of, you know, a real good way of testing your skills on sort of some pretty decent wickets. So yeah, it's been another challenge which has been really enjoyable. Sri Lanka was yet another sort of learning curve as well, so a lot to take from it, and yeah, I'm sure sort of over the next sort of 10 days get home and take stock and sort of really relax and yeah, try and get myself in sort of prime position for finishing up a pre-season back in England.